Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Tova. This is, once again, a year in the Word. I praise God, amen, that you're with me today. We're reading from Hosea chapters 1 through 7. Hosea chapters 1 through 7 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. God bless you, and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Oh, God, as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God. Just thanking and praising you, Lord God, that you hear us when we pray. I thank you, Lord God, that you are the true and the living God. Nothing escapes your sight. Nothing escapes your hand. Your hands are never too short to fix any situation. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory because you are our strong creator. From the very beginning, you spoke the world into existence and everything that we see therein. Lord God, every nation, every nationality, every ethnicity, you did all of that. Oh, Lord God, and we give you glory and we give you praise because in every land and in every people, there is a remnant that is calling upon your name, calling and crying out holy unto God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Oh, Lord God, we honor you today. We give you glory and we give you praise right now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we honor you, Lord God, in all of your majesty, in all of your sovereignty, oh, God. We recognize that you are the true and the living God, the all-powerful, almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God, everywhere in one place, all at once, and the nation throughout the world, even if every voice cried out to you all at once, you would be present with us all in that moment. Lord God, I give you glory. I give you glory, oh God. Truly, you are worthy, Lord God, of every praise and every accolade that we are able to utter from our mouths, Lord God. And I give them all to you right now to the best of my ability, Lord God. And I humble myself at your feet the best that I know how, recognizing, Lord God, that you are my everything. You are everything to me. Oh, Lord God, if I lost everything that I had, and at times I have lost most everything, and Lord, you have replenished, you have restored, you have broken me through and broken me out. You have healed me. You have restored me. You have revived me. You have regenerated me. Oh, Lord God, and I'm asking, Lord God, that you do it again. Move in the midst of all of us, Lord God. We have needs on today. We have desires on today. Lord, more than anything else, we need to be closer to you. Lord God, we need to be able to hear your voice today. We need to understand the revelation on today. We need to have full disclosure, Lord God, and exposure of the enemy right now, Lord God, today. Move in us, oh God, and help us, Lord Jesus. Lord God, give us revelation from on high, directly from your throne, Lord God, so that we don't walk in the dark, even though the light is present. Father, in the name of Jesus, dispel, Lord God, every myth, Lord God, and the light, Lord God, for surely you, Jesus, are the light. Enter in, Lord God, to our situation, Lord God. Enter into our hearts and minds, Lord God, the places where the devil is trying to make us think it is dark, but your spirit dwells there. Father, in the name of Jesus, move. Right now, Lord God, every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy, every ancient evil that has come against our life and our purpose, Father, in the name of Jesus, expose it and dispose of it. Father, in Jesus' name, burn up every assignment of the enemy over our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Burn up every demonic presence, Lord God, that has come hard after us right now in Jesus' name, that the power of God might take over, Lord God. Lord, that you might revive and restore and replenish and regenerate, Lord God, that you might realign us with your will and with your purpose. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, open our minds and hearts to this passage of the word that we're reading on tonight, Lord God. Give us revelation from on high as to what we should take away from it, Lord God, because there is a message in the word for each and every one of us. speak to our hearts, Lord Jesus, and give us that message, Lord God, whether it be a message of warning or a message of encouragement, a message to build us up. Give us this message, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, every day and every hour for everything under the sun, and we won't stop. Oh, Lord God, until we are full and still won't stop even then. Move, oh God, in us right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I give him glory. I give him praise and I honor him right now. I thank the Lord for all that he is and all that he is doing even right now. I give him glory. I give him praise and I give him honor because God is good and he is good all the time, not just some of the time, all the time. And he is always moving, always, amen, situating things on our behalf. He's in the background even when we cannot see him, moving things out of our way and preparing things for us and realigning things. Even when we feel like we are in our worst place in life, when we feel like all the lights have been turned off and we don't know what's happening and we're feeling our way in the dark, he is there in the midst of it all, working it out, hallelujah, on our behalf. And I give him glory and I give him praise today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're reading from Hosea chapters 1 through 7 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. The word of the Lord came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, the king of Israel. When the Lord began to speak by Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, go take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord. So he went and he took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Then the Lord said to him, call his name Jezreel, for in a little while I will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Jehu and bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. It shall come to pass in that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bore a daughter. Then God said to him, call her name Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer have mercy on the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Yet I will have mercy on the house of Judah, will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword or battle, by horses or horsemen. Now when he had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then God said, call his name Lo-Ami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God. Yet the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there it shall be said to them, you are sons of the living God. Then the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together, and appoint for themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel. Say to your brethren, my people, and to your sisters, mercy is shown. Bring charges against your mother. Bring charges, for she is not my wife, for I am her husband. Let her be put away. Let her put away her harlotries from her sight and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and expose her as in the day she was born, and make her like a wilderness and set her like a dry land and slay her with thirst. I will not have mercy on her children, for they are the children of harlotry, for their mother has played the harlot. She who conceived them has behaved shamefully, for she said, I will go after my lovers who give me my bread and my water, my linen, my wool and my linen, my oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up your way with thorns and wall her in so that she cannot find her path. She will chase her lovers, but not overtake them. Yes, she will seek them, but not find them. Then she will say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better for me than now. For she did not know that I gave her grain, new wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore, I will return and take away my grain in its time and my new wine in its season, and will take back my wool and my linen given to cover her nakedness. I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and no one shall deliver her from my hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her appointed feasts. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, of which she has said, "These are my wages that my lovers have given me." So I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. I will punish her for the days of the Baals to which she burned incense. She decked herself with earrings and jewelry and went after her lovers, but me she forgot, says the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, will bring her into the wilderness, and I will give her her vineyards from there, and the valley of Achor as the door of hope. She shall sing there, and in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that you will call me my husband, and no longer call me my master. For I will take from her mouth the names of the people, and they shall be remembered by their name no more. In that day I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the fields, with the birds of the air, and with the creeping things of the earth. Bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth, to make them lie down safely. I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. It shall come to pass in that day that I will answer, says the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. The earth shall answer with grain, with new wine, and with oil. They shall answer Jezreel. Then I will sow her for myself in the earth, and I will have mercy on her who had not obtained mercy. Then I will say to those who were not my people, "You are my people," and they shall say, "You are my God." Then the Lord said to me, "Go again. Love a woman who is loved by a lover and is committing adultery, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love the raisin cakes of the pagans." So I bought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver and one half homers of barley to her. "You shall stay with me many days. You shall not play the harlot, nor shall you have a man. So too will I be toward you. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, without ephod or teraphim. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Now let no man contend or rebuke another, for your people are like those who contend with the priests. Therefore you shall stumble in the day. The prophet also shall stumble with you in the night. And I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you from being priest for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. I also will forget your children. The more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their hearts on their iniquity, and it shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. For they shall eat but not have enough, so commit harlotry but not increase, because they have ceased obeying the Lord. Harlotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart. My people ask counsel from their wooden idols, and their staff informs them. For the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray, and they have played the harlot against their God. They have offered sacrifices on the mountaintops and burned incense on the hills under oaks, poplars and terebinths, because their shade is good. Therefore, your daughters commit harlotry, and your brides commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit. I will not punish your daughters when they commit adultery, nor your brides when they commit adultery. For the men themselves go apart with harlots and offer sacrifices with a ritual harlot. Therefore, people who do not understand will be trampled. Though you, Israel, play the harlot, let not Judah offend. Do not come up to Gilgal, nor go up to Beth Aven, nor swear an oath, saying, as the Lord lives. For Israel is stubborn, like a stubborn calf. Now the Lord will let them forage like a lamb in open country. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is rebellion. They commit harlotry continually. Her rulers dearly love dishonor. The wind has wrapped her up in its wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. Hear this, O priest. Take heed, O house of Israel. Give ear, O house of the king, for yours is the judgment, because you have been a snare to Mizpah and a net spread on Tabor. The revolters are deeply involved in slaughter, though I rebuke them all. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. For now, O Ephraim, you commit harlotry. Israel is defiled. They do not direct their deeds toward turning to their God. For the spirit of harlotry is in the midst, and they do not know the Lord. The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Therefore, Israel and Ephraim stumble in their iniquity. In hers, they shall go to seek the Lord, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously with the Lord, for they have begotten pagan children. Now a new moon shall devour them and their heritage. Blow the ram's horn in Gibeah, the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Beth Aven. Look behind you, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel, I make known what is sure. The princes of Judah are like those who remove a landmark. I will pour out my wrath on them like water. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment because he willingly walked by human precept. Therefore, I will be to Ephraim like a moth and to the house of Judah like rottenness. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound, then Ephraim went to Assyria and sent to King Jareb. Yet he cannot cure you nor heal you of your wound. For I will be like a lion to Ephraim and like a young lion to the house of Judah. I, even I, will tear them and go away. I will take them away and no one shall rescue. I will return again to my place till they acknowledge their offense. Then they shall seek my face in their affliction. They will earnestly seek me. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight. No, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. O Ephraim, what shall I do to you? O Judah, what shall I do to you? For your faithfulness is like a morning cloud. Like the early dew, it goes away. Therefore, I have hewn them by prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And your judgments are like light that goes forth. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. But like men, they transgress the covenant. There they dealt treacherously with me. Gilead is a city of evildoers and defiled with blood. As bands of robbers lie in wait for a man, so the company of priests, murderer on the way to Shechem. Surely they commit lewdness. I have seen a horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is the holly tree of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Also, O Judah, a harvest is appointed for you when I return the captives of my people. When I would have healed Israel. Then the iniquity of Ephraim was uncovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they have committed fraud. A thief comes in. A band of robbers takes spoil outside. They do not consider in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own deeds have surrounded them. They are before my face. They make a king glad with their wickedness and princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, like an oven heated by a baker. He ceases stirring the fire after kneading the dough until it is leavened. In the day of our king, princes have made him sick, inflamed with wine. He stretched out his hand with scoffers. They prepare his heart like an oven while they lie in wait. Their baker sleeps all night. In the morning, it burns like a flaming fire. They are all hot like an oven and have devoured their judges. All their kings have fallen. None among them calls upon me. Ephraim has mixed themselves among the people. Ephraim is a cake unturned. Aliens have devoured his strength, but he does not know it. Yes, gray hairs are here, and they're on him, not know it. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face, and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim also, like a silly dove without sense, they call to Egypt, they call to Assyria. Wherever they go, I will spread my net on them. I will bring them down like birds of the air. I will chastise them according to what their congregation has heard. Woe to them, for they have fled from me. Destruction to them, because they have transgressed against me. Though I redeem them, yet they have spoken lies against me. They do not cry out to me with their heart when they wailed upon their beds. They assembled together for grain and new wine. They rebel against me, though I disciplined and strengthened their arms. Yet they devised evil against me. They returned, but not to the high, to the Most High. They are like a treacherous bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the cursings of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. I have read and you have heard from Hosea chapters 1 through 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you heard the words of the Lord. Amen. That there are blessings for those that are in right relationship with God. But there is a curse and there is punishment for those who are not. Those who decide to be on the side of the enemy, the side of Satan, amen, will reap the reward of Satan. Those who decide to be on the side of God, the side of Jesus, who brings salvation freely and offers you life everlasting. There is great blessing right in now, in the here and now, as well and as in the then and the there. Amen. And there is blessing before you, and there is curses before you, and each of us must choose for ourselves. Every relationship on the face of the planet, amen, has boundaries within it. We have to choose whether or not we are going to be in right relationship with whomever we're in relationship with. But this decision is an ultimate decision, your decision to be in right relationship with the God of the universe, amen, is the most important decision that you will ever make in your entire life. Don't be like Israel was and be a harlot going after other gods and after other things and making those your God and not the one who actually is God. Let God be your God, and he will give you all those other things that you have need of. He has said it over and over again. He will give you your heart's desire. He will give you all those things that you have need of if you put him first. We have to do that in our relationship with God and in our relationship with our spouses. We have to put them before, let's say you have a husband. You're not going to put other men before you put your husband, else you have destroyed your covenant, your relationship with your husband. You have gone outside of the boundaries of that relationship. The same is true in your relationship with God. We must, amen, we must be faithful to our relationship with the Lord. He takes care. care of us. He provides for us. He sees to our every need. He heals our bodies, our minds, our souls. He makes us able to go forth and go through. He gives us those things that we have need of. He is the reasons we have. He's the reason we have what we have. Amen. He reigns on those that say yes to him in a different way that he reigns on those that do not. And yes, he does reign on all. But us, for us, we have an inheritance in him that the sinner does not, that those that have not said yes, they don't have the same inheritance because their relationship is torn. Let God mend your relationship with him today. Let Jesus mend the relationship. That's why he came. He came down from glory to redeem our hearts and our souls back to the Father. He came to remove the alienated relationship with us. Amen. To be a mediator between us and the Father so that we are healed, so that we are able, amen, to have a relationship with the God of the universe, that same relationship that we were always intended to have from the very beginning. We were always, always, always intended to have a relationship with the God of the universe from the beginning, from the very beginning. Jesus came to fix that so that we can again have that relationship and to restore things back to us. Amen. We have to suffer so many things because sin is still in the land and it's still in our flesh, but our souls can be saved. Our spirit can go forth to be with the Lord when it is time. Amen. And when we are at the point of being judged, we'll be able to stand and the book will be open and our name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life because we chose life instead of death. Jesus instead of the devil. Amen. This is the choice today. It's black and white, Jesus or Satan. That's the only choices. And by default, you have chosen Jesus. You have chosen, by default, we choose the devil if we don't choose Jesus. Even if you say, I believe in God, and you continue to sin, you've already chosen the devil. You lie. But choose the Lord today. He is able to heal you. He is able to turn you around. He is able to regenerate you. He's able to revive you and restore you and make you anew and show you how to live in holiness and righteousness, show you how to live within the boundaries of this relationship. He is the one that is able to do that. He is the guiding force of our life. He's the one that will push us, that will speak to us and let us know, no, don't go that way. No, don't do that. Amen. This is what I have for you. And everything that he has for us is better than the things that we planned for ourselves. Say yes to the Lord. Say yes to the Lord. Many of us have erred in the way so many times and in so many ways, but the Lord restores us because he loves us. Say yes to the Lord today. Whosoever shall call upon his name, they shall be saved. His name is Jesus, and there is no other name under heaven given among men, given among human beings, whereby we must be saved. Only Jesus, only Jesus, only Jesus can save. There's no other name that we can receive salvation by. I don't care how much you meditate in the name of this one, that one, and Papa Boo Boo. It doesn't matter what you want to call it. Only Jesus saves. Only Jesus. Amen. Receive him on today. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Amen. I hope you'll continue to join me as we continue through a year in the Word. Amen.